It's Tuesday afternoon. This is Traffic Jams here on CKUA. I'm Lisa Wilton here with you until 6 p.m. Winyella Rabbit's long-running high-performance rodeo is an annual celebration of new and experimental theater performances from around the world. This year's festival kicked off on Monday and runs through February 4th at Arts Commons in Calgary. Performers taking part in this rodeo include Canadian turntablist Kid Koala, award-winning drag comedian Pearl Harbor, and Kids in the Hall members Bruce McCullough and Scott Thompson. Another highlight is sure to be the world premiere of Olio, a collection of new dance works choreographed by dancers from Calgary's Decidedly Jazz Dance Works. I'm pleased to welcome DJD Artistic Director Kimberly Cooper to CKUA to tell us more about this show this afternoon. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. Now, first off, Olio is a Spanish and Portuguese stew, but it can also mean a miscellaneous collection of things. How does that relate to what people will see on stage during this performance?
It's definitely a miscellaneous collection of things.
It's not a stew.
It was also a word that was used in vaudeville as the title of a show, to be like a variety show. And also, if there was a scene change happening behind the oil curtain, there was a short thing happening in front called an olio. So it's inspired by many things.
Right, right. So what, if any, directions or themes did you give yourself and the other dancers and choreographers involved in Olio?
Well, it's as usual with DJD, it's a jazz show. We have a live band joining us on stage. The musical director is Jonathan McCaslin, who is a Calgary drummer. He's worked with DJD many times, but he's never been the composer and musical director before. So that was a really fun new thing about this work. He has composed a score with much range. He just actually mentioned in his blog, he has a blog called Four on the Floor, and he talks about the music being somewhat inspired by an album that Duke Ellington made with Max Roach and Charles Mingus that was then reinvented by a drummer named Terry Lynn Carrington. So if you know those sounds, the album's called Money Jungle. Mm-hmm. If you know that album, I think you can kind of hear that in the general score, yet the score over 90 minutes goes on many different musical journeys. There are 5 choreographies in the show, so that's lots of voices, lots of cooks in the kitchen with this stew. Mm-hmm. And I think he's done an amazing job of interpreting what the choreographers wanted to do. And the choreographers have done a beautiful job of creating works in their own voices.
It must be difficult, or maybe it isn't difficult, to work in tandem, have the dancers and the musicians work in tandem. How does that work?
It's a beautiful challenge in jazz, and I think it's an essential challenge in jazz dance. And it's been a pillar of our work since the beginning, because that is a historically important relationship. Mm-hmm. So we try to honor it when we can. It's expensive, so we have to be careful in our process how we're using people. Usually the choreographers often start with found music, just because the music doesn't exist yet, and then they can say to the composer, I'm thinking something like this with this feel and tempo, and then it's the composer's job to write music that has the right feel. Or perhaps the composer may have something that exists already that the choreographer says, I really like that, but I like the feel, but can we stretch it out? Can we change the arrangement? Something like that. There's also a lot of improvisation in this show. So as artistic director, I considered my job to be the person who made the through line. Mm-hmm. How do I connect these things? How do I allow for costume changes? What does the show need dynamically? And so in between these big hunks, there are littler pieces that are either improvised or they are choreographed to music that John created already, so he didn't have to make something for me too.
Okay.
The audience is also in on the improvisations, so there are a series of hats that come out, and audience members are asked to pick instructions or a musician out of the hat, and then that is what happens that night.
All right.
So that adds to the element of risk and spontaneity that exists in jazz and in Olio.
Now, lastly, Decidedly Jazz has been around for almost 40 years now, and you've been with the company for several years, a good 25, I would say.
It's true. I am 25.
No. Yes.
DJD will celebrate his 40th birthday in March. And I think this is maybe my 34th year with the company. Mm. I was very lucky to start dancing with the company as a young apprentice and kind of move up through the ranks organically, and also very lucky to have my career supported as a choreographer. And then this is my 11th year, I think, as artistic director. Mm. That's very rare for dancers to be able to have a career like that. So I'm really digging it. I still have lots to give.
Well, how has the company remained so vital to the Alberta arts community, arts scene?
I don't know, Lisa. It's really tough. You know, as it's hard in the arts, but we are lucky that we have strong leadership and strong management and people who dig what we're doing. I think that when we built the DJD Dance Center in 2016, which was like a huge accomplishment for us that took years and years and years and millions of dollars, it established us in a different way so that we could just relax and be in a space. Mm-hmm. I think that that's golden. It's wonderful to be part of the High Performance Rodeo. It's a festival that's very dear to my heart. DJD has been included in it for many years now, and the very first full-length piece that I created in 2002 was very much supported by Michael Green. Mm-hmm. And DJD and One Yellow Rabbit, the founders of both companies, I think they went to university together. And so I just think about two unique companies that came out of this town in the middle of the prairies. I think there's a strange sense of possibility here that's very exciting to be a part of.
Well, thank you so much, Kimberly, for coming by and talking about Olio here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Sounds fantastic, yeah. That was Kimberly Cooper, Artistic Director of Calgary's Decidedly Jazz Dance Works. The world premiere of DJD's Olio takes place January 18th through 20th and then January 24th through 28th at the DJD Dance Center at 111 12th Avenue Southwest. For tickets and more information, go to oyr.org/HPRodeo.